It's a book and a film. 10 words? 10, Mum? Are you sure that's wise? Very good, Mum. First word, the. Fourth word, the. Sixth word, the. Ninth word, the. My, there are a lot of the's in this one. Second word, sounds like stick. Baton. Tennis racket. Feather duster. Fly swatter. Magic wand. Board.
Oh, that'll do.
The second word sounds like board. Aha, let's see. Ford. Scored. Maud. Toured. Sword. Floored. Assured. Lord. Lord. The second word is Lord. Good. What's the next word?
Isn't it obvious what it is now?
No. Seventh word, 3 syllables. Are you all right, Mum? You look perplexed. Perplexed?
No.
We're moving on to the 10th word. 10th word sounds like song. Scream, opera, banshee.
The Tea and Jeopardy Advent Calendar 2015 with Emma Newman.
Latimer, what is all that noise? Is someone letting off fireworks?
No, Mum. I'm afraid the postwoman has upgraded her countermeasure technology, and as a result, the latest barrage of surface-to-air missiles have detonated a little close to home. I will have to have strong words with Mr. Hammer. He assured me the AI on the warheads was foolproof.
You shouldn't be firing anything at members of Her Majesty's Postal Service.
It's been privatised now, Mum, so it doesn't count.
Well, it still seems impolite.
To her credit, she has done her duty and delivered a present and card.
Which is quite remarkable.
Shall I warm up the time machine, Mum?
Yes.
Here we are, the 25th of December.
Oh no!
Oops, sorry. That's the 23rd of December. Hold on a moment. That's better. This is definitely the 25th.
Hold on, what happens on the 23rd?
I'm sure it's nothing to worry about. It's probably just a temporary milk shortage.
Oh, I don't like the sound of that. No wonder I sounded so distressed. Card, please. Oh, it's a handmade cross-stitched depiction of the Nativity. Inside it says, "May there always be a star to guide you, a smile to cheer you, a friend beside you, a fire to warm you, a prayer to say, and a year as bright as Christmas Day." And it's from the lovely Doreen J. Kelly. She's one of the people crocheting squares for the Squares by Geeks community. She's made dozens of them. How kind.
I once visited a place ruled by benevolent crochet squares, Mum.
Have you been on the sherry again, Latimer? I thought so. Present, please. Oh, it's a crocheted tea cosy. I have just the pot in mind for this. Back to the 13th of December, Latimer.
Very good, Mum.
Everyone likes a nice fire at Christmas. In the book I'm about to recommend, they like burning witches on them, which was quite a surprise because it's a children's book set in a school where someone is accused of being a witch. And it's one of the best books that my son and I have enjoyed together this year. I am, of course, talking about Witch Week by Diana Wynne Jones. And now for some festive cheer, I think. Little chickens! You have just listened to the 13th episode of the Tea and Jeopardy Advent Calendar 2015. For more Tea and Jeopardy, go to www.teaandjeopardy.com. And if you would like to become a member of the Order of the Sacred Teacup to support the show, go to www.patreon.com/TeaAndJeopardy.